just bed. One, 1:30 in the morning, and they put us naked, and I am thinking about you. Yes, I am thinking about you. I was just looking at your rented, and I just like your body type, and I really like, really like how submissive and filthy you are. You're not just posting about your fantasies, you were talking about your past experience. I really like it when I'm a switch. So I've done a lot of filthy, dirty things, and I really appreciate it. I admire people have, like, you know, you respect people for how do I even say it? It's like, you tip your head to the other person. I don't even know how to say it in English. I can't fucking enunciate. Sing Hong Chong Ying Hong. Like a hero tips his head to another hero. And it's about similarity. And I really like it when guys, they go further than me. I fucking like it. And I'm just rubbing my dick thinking about it. Sometimes I like it when boys are fucking filthy, but I do want to take them home, because you know what, vanilla is the new king, but I can't just do plain vanilla. And I call me old fashioned, I just really want to take them home and have some nice sex that just feels like you're in the moment. And when you get to see the person for what they enjoy, and then you start to build upon other things as well, and that you should see how boys are like when they're submissive. So you should see their faces when they are being chucked, and they are flush, all red. And then the way they talk, the normal voice they talk about their daily life with, the way the voice they introduce you to their friends with, it just gasps for air. And then, gasps for air, and just, and their face is flushing even more red, and you just hear him gasp for air, and it's, I think some part, a part of choking people is not about, it's not about doing harm. No, it's really fucking hot. It's too fucking hot when you see the person is gasping for air. It's just so helpless, but at the same time, I think the kindness of putting yourself at someone's mercy is so fucking hard. And, oh fuck. Oh. I used to think the pelvis of a guy is the most sexy, but I, you know what part I really miss about a guy? It's when they have this innocent quality in their eyes. They just so unfiltered, they don't really care how they look like, but then they look down at you and like you, and they, if you look like they don't have a care in the world, and they just open their legs to you. They just open their legs to you like they don't have a care in the world. And you do things to them, and you want, and it's fucking amazing how it's so obscene, but there's also like a sing-like quality. There's just. Sometimes I'm not even sure if my dick is itchy or it's just so fucking hard. I almost feel like there's no difference recently. And then I don't even just rub my dick. I like to hold a hold of my palm and just grab between my legs. And I just couldn't help it. The itch is just, it's just there, and then I just have to grind even hotter and hotter on my arms, and that makes me really want to give boy head and I eat him out. Dude, they're so wet. Dude, they're so fucking wet. I'm just gonna sit on them, and they're gonna open their legs to me. I'm just gonna let his leg lay on the bed, and the other one, I'm just gonna hurry it and put it on my shoulder, and I'm just gonna sit between. Right on him, and then there's this itch in my leg, and I just couldn't stand it, and I'm just gonna grind on him, and I just wanna feel his dick on mine, and I just, oh my god. Sometimes you don't know that look on your like on your face, it just kills me. It just kills me. Oh my god. Oh. Flushes all around my neck, and then on my chest, and then on my neck, and then also itches. I don't even know what's happening. And now I just want cuddles. I just need. Often when it doesn't come to that point, I can't think about it. How am I supposed to tie you up? And how am I going to treat you? Whether it's bondage, whether it's choking. Where is dressing up? Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. You know, guys who are so binary, but at the same time, they are just a bit androgynous in their clothing. Maybe they like chokers. Maybe they like fishnets. Maybe they like maid costumes. Maybe they like platform shoes. Maybe they like a bit... Maybe they just like a bit of everything. That makes them so, so fucking hot. Like you... Like you might want to try to even pick them up a little. And just put them in bed. I'm rubbing myself again. This time, not in just fast strokes, but like, it's deep and I'm pushing my dick towards me. And it's just like a deep rub, like I'm rubbing it into me. There are so many things I want to try with you. Just can't wait. I just want to try things with you. I want to experiment with you. I think it's in front of you, guys, that I feel truly feel comfortable experimenting. My switch. And oh god, oh yes. Some of the boys are fucking beautiful. And I just can't. I just want to. I just need to. I just really need a beautiful petite boy. I can spoil, I can treat, and I can train, and I want to color him. I so need a boy like this. Oh, fuck. And I'm just imagining the picture of my boy wearing a collar, and I'm just carrying a leash. As I'm just making him continue to not stop, just grind on me, and then he would open his legs, and then he'd just sit on me, and then he has to grind, and riding me, and that would be so fucking hot, and then, oh fine. With submissive eyes and that uninhibited emotions, and your brows just grunge at what you have to do. Oh, like, I can't get over it, boys are fucking beautiful, and I. Oh my god. When it's over, I just want my boy to lay his head on my chest and we can fall asleep together. You know, there are boys that are way bigger, but since they're so much bigger, they're not good when I want to beat a bigger spoon. And there was one morning I had a boy in my bed, and that was the first time ever I wake up with a boy in my arms and I'm cuddling someone in my sleep, and I wake up that way, and that was one of the best calmest moments of my life, one of the most delightful moments in my life. And I would like that. Oh, how much I would like that. I mentioned earlier that I really like boys when they're submissive, but they go even further than me. And you know, one thing I really would like to do is to see the good side of a bad boy. It would be so hot if that boy is so free and willing. And he just does things on his own. I think it's beautiful that boys just know what they want and go for it. And they're just out there having all these adventures. They're in their beautiful, almost crop. You know, boys with a bit vintage vibe or a bit punk vibe, and they just know what they're doing, and then they just play with themselves in public in their clothes, and they're so beautiful, and but also, you know, they can do all those things, but and we're so informed in how to be submissives, and unlike having the capacity to make each other learn and experiment what fits. I really would like that. And except for, of course, BDSM is fun, kink is fun. Kink, oh god, what do I do without kinks? But I would also like, sometimes, take off the collar and put them somewhere safe, and I just want to adore them, I want to love them, I want to show them how much I've wanted them and missed them in the bed. No, sometimes I miss them, and I'm just going to show it in the bed. You know, boys, especially skinny boys with fat labia that you can just grab on, is so mesmerizing. I just want to be fair and loving and hold this boy into sleep. That boy into sleep. The same boy who looks so innocent, and that same boy, and I just want to hold him very lovingly upon.